If it were, would you be more likely just to say if you were one, if there was just maybe one person, would you use who more if you were thinking of one, and who all if you were thinking of What about if you were asking about maybe there had been one of the candidates speaking, and you're asking about his remarks, and you wanted to know, say, Mr. Smith had been, and you say, well, so and so spoke. What or what all did he say? How would you do like to say?
Well, what did he say?
Okay. If there are children somewhere, and maybe their parents really don't take good care of them. You might say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you'll say, well, he'd better do it
himself.
And what is made from flour and baked into loaves?
Bread.
And when it's made with yeast, you call it?
We usually call it light rolls, or yeast bread is what some people call it.
Do you make, I bet you make
them? Yes, I do.
Do you? What kind?
The light rolls, I have that.
And is that like a little loaf?
No, I just make them into little roll, individual rolls.
You don't make that long loaf?
No, I never have tackled the loaf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And any other words that you remember for the kind that you use yeast in? Except that you said light bread.
Yes, light bread. Homemade bread is what a lot of them, is used a good bit when it's that loaf.
Right. Right. What about the kind of bread that's made with cornmeal?
You call it corn muffins, pone bread, bread.
What's the difference between pone bread and corn bread? Is that another
one? And egg
thing?
Bread okay. is another thing that you think of, and corn sticks. A pone bread is something that you don't put eggs in, is the way I describe that. And that's what I make, and my family love that. We don't eat egg bread with our vegetables.
What's egg bread?
Egg bread is when you take...
Obviously with eggs in it, but...
Yes, but you make... you have your... Add your milk and everything, and you cook it in where it rises up, and it's just one maybe round cake, and then you slice it or cut it into little blocks and serve it like that, which is served more most of the time with vegetables. Now, pone bread is meal with just a little flour in it with soda and salt, a little bit of buttermilk, add you some shortening to it, and you take it and work it up with your hands and add the water till it gets where you can pick it up and roll it into a pone, and then you put it on your skillet and just kind of a pone effect. You
oh,
make
is
two
it
or
like
three pones.
Individual servings then?
Well, it's usually maybe two or three, but you break it up, then you serve it. And then you pour the shortening on top of it and bake it in the oven. And that's what we love instead of the egg bread with vegetables.
Oh.
Now, when we eat egg bread, when I make it, we usually use that more or less with butter and hot syrup or honey or something like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about any other kinds of bread or cake made with cornmeal? Have you heard of... A corn dodger.
Yes. Now, I don't make them, but I have a neighbor that does. And
how does she make? What is that one? Is that in a loaf?
Now, corn dodgers is something like when you're cooking turnips is what they usually do. You will have a pot of turnips, and I never have made any but once, and I've about forgotten how they did it, but I think it's just strictly bread and water and meal and water and salt, and you make them in little... maybe about a big spoonful, and then make it stiff, and you drop it over on top of your turnips and let them cook there, and it cooks there.
Kind of like hush puppies on
right,
a baby.
Right.
Do you make hush puppies?
Yes.
With fish?
Yeah.